morning. Appreciate the prayer, and I hope you continue with just be praying along with us this morning. If you have your Bibles with you, I'd like for you to turn with me to Joshua chapter 24. Joshua 24. In the interest of time, I just want to want one verse. Joshua 24, verse 15. Joshua would say in Joshua 24, 15, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And he said, choose you this day whom that will serve. Now, one thing I was trying to bring forth from this is there's too many split loyalties. Too often are we trying to split our loyalties. Too often are we trying to split our time. Too often are we trying to split everything. We're trying to please somebody else. We're trying to do this. We're trying to do that. And it's pulling us off course. Brothers and sisters, today, choose you this day whom you will serve. And hopefully all of us will be like Joshua and say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now, Matthew chapter 6. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, it says, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Well, sounds like if your treasure's there, that means you're going to be spending most of your time and effort on that, trying to gain that, or trying to achieve that, or trying to pursue that. Well, again, I ask, choose you this day whom thou will serve. Where are we spending our efforts at? Where are we spending our time? Are we spending our time and effort trying to serve the Lord? Or are we trying to serve ourselves? Are we trying to serve someone else? He would go on in verse 22, "The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness." Verse 24, "No man can serve two masters." There he is again, bringing it home again. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Again, it's all about choices. Where's our heart? Where is our loyalty at? Where is our thoughts and minds? Is our heart hard and stony and filled with this world? Are we trying to live our lives in the pursuit of trying to gain in this world, being in this present time, this world? Or is our heart broken? Is it touched? Is it tendered? Is it longing after Him, wanting to serve Him better, wanting to read His Word, follow His precepts, follow His commandments? The Lord would say, if any man shall come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. And we read in Luke, it says, and daily. So this is not just a one-time thing. You know, even when Joshua was saying, choose you this day, he said, this day, choose. But each and every day we choose, don't we? We have a choice each and every day. We have an opportunity each and every day. Now, I have to confess, a lot of times I fail. A lot of times I find myself wasting time. I find myself out of the way. But thanks be unto God, Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He came and He made the way. He prepared the way. He is the way. He's the only way. Without Him, I have no way. I don't know which way to go. But He has given us His Word. He's given us His instructions. We read that all Scripture is profitable. It's helpful. It's needful. Earlier in this chapter, we see about the Lord's Prayer. We talk about, give us this day our daily bread. Now, He knows we need to eat, but this is our daily bread right here. We need to be feasting on His Word. We need to be learning of Him. Learn of Him. And if necessary, and I get you, prove Him. If He says it, prove Him. Have faith that He will do what He says. God's ways are better than our ways. Far better than our ways. If you were here Wednesday night, you heard that. Brothers and sisters, God's ways are right. They always will be. You know, if we're following somebody, like when I was in the military, I had somebody that was, I was above me in rank, and I had to do what they were telling me to do. Now, sometimes they knew what they were talking about. Other times they didn't. Now, thankfully, it was never in a life or death situation. But sometimes we follow people and they had the best intentions, but they don't know. They don't know what's around that corner. They don't know what's coming up. They can't see what's ahead. But we have to trust in them, don't we? If you're in that situation where you have to follow, you have to do that. But brothers and sisters, we don't even have to worry. If God's telling us to go forward, we can go forward. Doesn't matter if there's a great gulf. It doesn't matter if you're standing on the Grand Canyon. Now here, listen to me carefully. Doesn't matter if we're standing on the edge of the Grand Canyon. If the Lord says move forward, brothers and sisters, have faith. He'll carry you across. That's how much faith we need to have in Him. Like when He came out walking on the water and Peter said, bid me to come. Now that's pretty bold right there. But He did. He came out of that ship and He walked on the water. But now let's not forget the other side of that story. That side of the account, excuse me. When Peter took his eyes off the Lord and started seeing the very thing that he was fearful about and started fearing again, he started to sink. Immediately started to sink. Brothers and sisters, we need to be keeping our eye. As he says, if the light of the light of the body is in the eye. If the eye be single, single on Him, focusing on Him, keeping our mind straight forward on Him, keeping our nose in the book, reading His instructions, telling us how to go forward in life. You know, that's a wonderful thing in Ephesians chapter 5 about the armor of God. We see the armor, like the breastplate. I don't see anything about armor on my back. The Lord has your back. The Lord's telling us to press forward. Move forward. Keep abounding. Moving forward. He'll be with us. He has given us armor to arm ourselves each and every day. To use and to utilize. Now, if we're getting stung by these fiery darts, if we're getting knocked around, brothers and sisters, how is our armor? Is it back at home? Is it rusting? We need to be getting it out, putting it on each and every day. Prove Him. Move forward in our lives and with faith. But with that, bringing back to what we were saying at the beginning, choose you this day whom you will serve. It's a choice. Just like that armor, it's a choice to put it on. Serving Him, following Him. It's a choice. And it's not one that we can just make one time and we're good. Oh, I wish that was so. I wish I could just do it one time and that was it. But it's not so. Not so in this life. We have to make choices each and every day. So let's choose you this day. Whom that will serve. Serve the Lord. We walk by faith, not by sight. That's why we're talking about when Peter was walking on the water. Or if we're walking, if the Lord tells us to move forward, let's walk by faith. Don't look with your eyes, cast with your eyes and see all the trouble and the tribulations that's coming. If He's saying move forward, He's got us. He'll help us. We have to keep our eye on the prize. Over in Hebrews it said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Let's look to Him. Keep our eye on Him. In Colossians 3:2, He says, set your affection on things above. Set our affection. Affection. I made the mistake earlier, I think it was last year sometime, about putting an S on that. Affections. No, it's affection. Set our affection on things above, not on things of the earth. We need to be looking to Him, having a higher mind, thinking of higher things, things that doesn't matter about this world. Lord would go on to say, let's see what verse, take no thought of tomorrow. Well, take no thought for tomorrow. Lord's already there. The same God that helped me today is going to help me tomorrow. But again, it comes down to choices. Am I going to choose to put on that armor? Am I going to choose to read His Word? Am I going to choose to stay in the way? And it's all about choices and trust. What are we trusting in this life? I started off here in Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Is our treasure on things above? Is our treasure in heaven? Is our treasure Him, His Word, His instructions for us? Or is our treasures a little lower than that, somewhere down here? Maybe money? Could be other things? Could be trust in ourselves or trust in somebody? Especially for a newlywed couple, you can't always trust in them. Holy, you want to, but remember, we're human. We're fallible. I could promise you something, like my wife, I could promise her something, and tomorrow I may have to break it because I'm physically not able to do it. But brethren, if God has promised us something, He can fulfill. He shall never fail nor be discouraged. Brothers and sisters, I get discouraged a lot. I get cast down a lot. But I can cling to the One who will never be discouraged. The One who will never fail. But again, it's a choice. If I'm cast down, I can choose not to seek after Him. I can choose not to follow after Him. And I'm just going to keep getting further down. Yeah. But brothers and sisters, let's choose to follow Him. Choose to pick up this book and read His Word. Follow after Him. His Word is relevant for us. We need it each and every day. In Revelation chapter 3, I know we pick on the church of Laodicea a lot. But let's not pick on them too much, because read it as if we're reading it for ourselves. Revelation 3:14, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Brother, that sounds pretty harsh. But how much has God done for us? How much is He doing for us right now? Now, this lesson of being neither cold nor hot, lukewarm, is just, that's a comfortable state. Instead of being one or the other. You know, if you were cold, you'd want to do something to warm yourself up, right? You want to do something. Now, if you're hot, you want to do something to cool yourself off. That's the thing, cold or hot. Do something moving forward. Not that lukewarm, comfortable, let's go to sleep. Now, if the watchman falls asleep and doesn't see the enemy's going to creep in. Brothers and sisters, this country, the watchman has been asleep for too long. It's high time we wake up out of sleep. Brother, we need to be choosing this day to serve God. That's my prayer for my family. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. No longer. My prayer is no longer the watchman being asleep. No longer allowing the enemy to creep in unaware. There's too often, too many times in this country, too many times in our churches, the enemy is creeping in. The world is seeping in. We need to be pushing back. We need to be utilizing the armor we have and pushing forward. Pressing into the kingdom. Staying in the kingdom. We sang that song, "Is not this the land of Beulah?" Brothers and sisters, we can have a Beulah here on earth by staying in the kingdom. Our churches can flourish. Our homes could be filled with the peace of God. Don't we need more peace in our lives? This hustle and bustle of the world is too much sometimes. So let's take some time each and every morning. And I encourage you to do it in the morning, to shut the world out for a little while. Enter in your prayer closet. It doesn't have to be an actual closet. You can shut your eyes and be alone with Him and spend some time in prayer. But brothers and sisters, more importantly, we need to be choosing to serve God. So again, I'll end with why I started. Choose you this day whom that will serve. Let's choose the right way. God is always the right way. So it stands to reason He would be the right choice. Let's choose to follow Him. Let's choose to do His commandments. Let's choose to follow His word. And not be in that lukewarm condition. Not be rocked to sleep. You know, sometimes, especially the way Primitive Baptists were, saved by grace. I don't have to do anything to obtain my salvation. A lot of times we can get rocked to sleep by that. I don't have to do anything to obtain salvation. What about our salvation each and every day? Brothers and sisters, let's move forward. Let's press into the kingdom. Choose this day to follow Him. Take up our cross. Deny ourselves. And live our life a living sacrifice unto Him. So, choose ye this day whom that will serve. As for me and my house, and I pray for this church, we will serve the Lord. Prayers be with you.